Thank you. Welcome to Brainwash Radio, the podcast edition. My name is John Whitney. I am your host. That is brand new music from our friend James Blackshaw. That is an excerpt from the new album Fractures on the Horizon, self-released and dropped today, maybe, possibly, yes. Thank you, James. Brand new music. Right now here is new music from Miss Grit from a album coming out on Mute on April 24th. Under My Umbrella, here is Stranger.
Stranger in your head.
That is Mike Dunn remixed by Moose T. The Funky Shizzle mix came out in 2020. The original Mike Dunn track from 2019 by Chicago house producer Mike Dunn, compiled on a new collection from Classic titled Bandcamp Business as Usual. Right now, here is music from Johnny Clark, Jamaican vocalist known for collaborations with producer Bunny Lee. This is originally from 1983 from Young Rebel. This is Young Rebel dub vocal mix on the Fashion label.
Five star.
She said
sits in her hair. She smokes stacking rings in the air overhead. Overhead. She keeps saying things to me, things I want so much to be. Please tell me more. Please make me see. She says I must let you go. Through the flame of candlelight I blow it out. We're all in the dark. My take is this: you are not with me. You just don't exist. Much as I want, as much as I want.
Going back a few years to 2022, that's Nina Nastasha, who actually has a new Bandcamp release out, full-length album. She's going to do another album of unreleased material on the next Bandcamp Friday, which is coming up next Friday. So stay tuned. Stick around for that. And that is from the single Too Soon, and that was Whatever You Need to Believe. And I'm segueing that into this song, I Believe in You, which is originally by Talk Talk. 7 years ago today, we learned of the passing of Mark Hollis, who was the writer and singer for Talk Talk and had only one solo album out in 1998. Mark Hollis died on February 25th, but we didn't really learn about it until February 26th. And this comes from a collection which actually came out in 2012 on the Fierce Panda label. It was titled Spirit of Talk Talk. And this comes to us from S. Carey, which I only know about from a split single from Low. But I love this song so much, I Believe in You. And it's a very tender song about Mark Hollis's brother, Ed Hollis, who also was playing music in bands in the 70s with Mark and, you know, in other bands, but then developed an opioid addiction. The song was written for Ed, I Believe in You, you know, for his struggle with opioid addiction and Mark's hope for him, Mark's belief in him that he could struggle, which, you know, the previous album had a song on it, I Don't Believe in You. And the single and the album actually were released on the day that he lost his battle with opioid addiction, ironically enough. So very strange, you know, and very tender history with that song. And Mark Hollis, we will never get a chance to hear another solo album from him, but what we do have is magnificent music from him solo and his years with Talk Talk. And this is a very true to original cover. Not much really changed, but it's a beautiful song, and it's a very wonderful song from S. Carey from the 2012 collection from Fierce Panda, Spirit of Talk Talk. Here is I Believe in You.
Enough, there ain't enough in her. Pfeile zu Bogen, von Beuge zu Knie, dass wir uns zu enden, erträumte ich nie. Doch Schnupfen und Kopfweh und schwindliges Gehen lässt Augen zudrücken und Schlafdreck verwehen. So reiß doch die Löcher, verbrenne die Male, glaub und sei verwundert, wenn ich nichts mehr habe. Deine Sprache dir fremd, oder war ich nicht klar? Willst du mich hassen, ist das wunderbar. Zu Bogen, von Beuge zu Knie, das wäre eins zu enden, erträumte ich nie. Doch Schnupfen und Kopfweh und schwindliges Gehen lässt Augen zudrücken und Schlafdreck verwehen. So reiß doch die Löcher, verbrenne die Male, klau und sei verwundert, wenn ich nichts mehr habe. Deine Sprache dir fremd, oder war ich nicht klar? Willst du mich hassen, ist das wunderbar.
That is SQ Mice, which is a trio, right? Coming out of Berlin, but it's a trio of, I believe, a Frenchman, a German, and a Italian? and their debut eponymous album is released on March 20th through a collaboration between the Protopost and Disque de la Spirale label. We heard Sun Goddess from SQ Mice. Right now, here's music from Little Annie, going back to 1992, produced by Adrian Sherwood from the On You Sound label, and the album Short and Sweet, which is getting a LP reissue for Record Store Day, which I hope finds its way into the hands of people who want it and not into the scalpers' hands who flip it. But here is Bless Those, Little Annie's Prayer.
Bankers, accountants and bankers,
That is music from K. Alexi, a.k.a. K. Alexi Shelby, and unreleased music from Warehouse Tracks, coming to us from the Dark Entries label, getting a full release tomorrow, February 27th. Well, we got two Chicago House Tracks in one podcast episode. How about that? That was Jungle Line. And that pretty much brings us to the end of this episode of Brainwash Radio, the podcast edition. I would like to take a moment to thank Mike for sending the photo of what appears to be a telephone pole or an electricity pole with a bunch of keys stuck into it. Mike from Wellington, New Zealand, listening to the podcast. Thank you, Mike. Keep those images coming to podcast@brainwashed.com. We need new photos, so don't hesitate. Send some new photos or artwork or images or whatever you'd like. Or send some recipes or some kind words or even some nasty words. We love nasty words. That's okay. We mourn the loss of Ilion Radig this week, who died at the age of 94. Ilion has made an incredible contribution to the electronic music world, working in the studios of Pierre Henry and with electronics and music concrete and tape loops and magnetic analog recordings and all sorts of other stuff. You can find all sorts of compositions and biographies out there on Ilion Radig, and it's difficult to find a nice piece to play on a podcast episode because we play so many short pieces, and a lot of her compositions are really for some good, solid, very intense meditative listening. A lot of her pieces are lengthy, 30, 40 minutes, an hour long, even longer. But there are some stuff from the early days that are available through her Bandcamp site, collections and such. We're going to end with a piece of hers going back to 1970. And this is going to stretch for over 20 minutes. This is Opus 17 is the collection that you can find this on, and this is number 17, which I think is a fantastic piece, which is composed with sound sources coming from the entirety of techniques introduced in the four preceding etudes that are available on this collection. It is to be underlined here that Ilion inaugurates a technique of composition which will be her footprint, her trademark. So yes, I mean, this is really kind of like the start of what she she calls imperceptible transformations, meticulous mixings based on the slow passage from one section to the next, imperceptible all during the piece. We pass, as she's writing, ceaselessly and without noticing the changes from one frequency flux to another. Time is suspended, smoothed out, stretched. This is the technique which she will be essentially using for the electronics works to come, in which she will never cease to refine and render always more subtle. So, Ilion, an incredible composition, incredible contribution to electronic music, and a pioneer, a wonderful Sisterwood transistor. We love you, Ilion. We're going to end with number 17 from Opus 17. You can find this on her Bandcamp site. And please do some more research and listening and some more deep listening. Thank you for tuning in. Please send images and photos and go to brainwash.com to subscribe, rate, and review. And thank you for tuning in. And please tune in again next time.
crushed.